What's happening, gentlemen? Welcome to Kinder Rican Podcast, one of the hottest podcast video casts from MGTOW and MGTOW only. I'm right here in the Pacific Northwest, podcasting it up all around the world. Welcome back again to another podcast video cast that I do out here on different outlets, MGTOW.TV, Odyssey, and Podbean. And before I get to the video and everything like that, check out the links below. I'm out there doing the live stream, podbean.com, 10 Pacific time. Well, today's video, you know, I do my research, my DD, every day for the last year and a half. I spend 1 hour after work doing a lot of research when it comes down to this pandemic and these so-called Frankenstein vaccine. And I came to the conclusion maybe like 2 or 3 months ago, and my intuition was right, but I came to this conclusion that this is not your average coronavirus. It's not your average coronavirus. This is a bioweapon they created from a lab. And you know the story and everything like that. Well, let's be honest with each other. My conclusion has, I have my mind made up and everything like that. My conclusion is that this is a world genocide by lethal injection. Yes, I'm not being hyperbolic about it. I'm honest with myself, and I came to the conclusion a couple months ago that it's been genocide, has been committed around the world. And especially now when they're mandating these kids with this vaccination, with this poison vaccination, and they're getting all kinds of problems. A lot of people be getting a lot of problems. And I don't know if you saw the video with Veritas, with a doctor saying it's the vaccine is full of shit. It's literally full of shit. They got a different vaccine with different shit in it, literally. But the purpose of the video, I'm going to keep it pithy because I'm going to play a video. It's to, for you to make up your own mind, your own conclusion, whatever you feel like it, right? But in my humble opinion, this is a worldwide genocide. And I pray and I hope the justice, which I don't hold my breath, be justice. And those who are responsible for this world genocide, well, hopefully their time will do for their death. Yes, I'm asking for the death penalty for all these people who's involved. So let me play you this video. Check out the end of the video, because we got these people in the mainstream for a year and a half now claiming that claiming that the vaccine is safe and get vaccinated and stuff like that. Check out the end of the video. You see all this skank. What happens? Like I always say, gentlemen, peace, stay MGTOW. I'll definitely catch you next live stream, podcast, or video. Check out the links.
Dr. Reiner Fulmich is the public frontman for an international team comprised of hundreds of lawyers and medical experts who have begun legal proceedings over the CDC, the WHO, and the Davos Group for committing crimes against humanity. The protocol for the PCR test given by the WHO and the CDC was knowingly set to a level that guaranteed 100% false positives or false negatives. So there is no pandemic. This is all about getting people to take the shot. Their argument is that we are at the very least being subjected to an illegal experiment, and at the worst, global genocide. Dr. Fulmich points out how the experimental jab is in clear violation of all 10 of the Nuremberg Codes, which carry the penalty of death for those who violate them. Number one, voluntary consent is absolutely essential. There should be no intervention or any element of force, fraud, deceit, duress, or any form of constraint or coercion. By definition, a vaccine must provide immunity to the virus, protect recipients from getting the virus, reduce deaths, infections, circulation, and transmission of the virus. We are told the experimental jab does none of these, yet they fraudulently call it a vaccine. As far as duress, constraint, and coercion, it's everywhere. If you want your life back, get the shot. Number two, the experiment should be such as to yield fruitful results unprocurable by other methods. The most fruitful method would be a healthy immune system, which can be achieved through good health and natural supplements such as vitamin D, vitamin C, and zinc. But the people are not being told this. In fact, those who point it out are being vilified and silenced. Number three, the experiment should be designed and based on the results of animal experimentation. This experimental jab skipped animal testing. Number four, the experiment should be so conducted as to avoid all unnecessary physical and mental suffering and injury. According to official reports, there are already thousands of deaths and over 250,000 injuries from this experiment. Number five, no experiment should be conducted where there is an a priori reason to believe that death or disabling injury will occur. Past trials have shown a strong possibility that these new spike proteins will cause a body to attack itself. This is known as antibody-dependent enhancement, or ADE. And recent doctors have blown the whistle that this could end up killing everybody who's been vaccinated in the next 2 years. Number six, the risk should never exceed the benefit. COVID-19 has a 98 to 99% survival rate, less deadly than the seasonal flu. The experimental jab is already the most dangerous vaccine in VAERS 30-year history. Number seven, proper preparations should be made and adequate facilities provided to protect the experimental subject against even remote possibilities of injury, disability, or death. There were no preparations made. There are no facilities. The subject shows up for their shot and goes home. Number eight, the experiment should be conducted only by scientifically qualified persons. This experiment has been exclusively run by politicians, the media, celebrities, and big pharma bureaucrats. Number nine, the subject should be at liberty to bring the experiment to an end. Thousands of medical experts have attempted to end this madness, and their voices continue to be silenced. Number 10, the experiment must be brought to an end if resulting in injury or death. And yet, the experiment pushes on. Once again, those who violate these international laws are subject to the death penalty. Legal proceedings are moving forward and evidence is being collected. Whistleblowers are directed to contact the international team at www.securewhistleblower.com. This is likely the biggest crime ever committed against the world population. And the question is, do we still have a judicial system to exact justice?
Two of you to step off for a second.
Okay.
Anna and
we're going to bring
Sunny
you back later.
Have to
okay.
leave.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we'll tell you why.
More information later. It's a tease.
We'll tell you why in a couple of minutes. So shall I introduce the vice president?
Yes.
Okay. So, vice president, no.
Nope.
Okay. Shall we dance? Let's do a tap dance.
Let's do a tap dance.
Since this is going to be a major news story any minute now,
yeah.
What happened is that Sonny and Anna both apparently tested positive for COVID. No matter how hard we try, these things happen. They probably have a breakthrough case, and they'll be okay, I'm sure, because they're both vaccinated up the wazoo. You know, a lot of vaccines. So.